Galway's reputation as an artistic mecca is celebrated in a new film called Cumhur, A Galway Rhapsody. It premieres next week at the Galway Film Flat. It was made by A.O. Quillan, features an array of Galway-based artists, including the poet Rita Ann Higgins, Tommy Tiernan, musicians Roisin Shoiga and Martin O'Connor, the visual artist Padraig Reaney, Mocna's artistic director Nolene Cavanagh, and the novelist Mike McCormack. Mike McCormack is in our Galway studio, along with the film's producer, Paddy Hayes. Now, on Focal Shin Cumhur Erdus, Paddy, that word Cumhur, it has lots of meanings certainly expressed throughout the film itself. But I guess at the beginnings of this film, how it started off for A.O. Quillan, the confluence or waters coming together is a vital part of the whole idea behind Cumhur.
You bet. Cumhur means confluence and, I guess, a meeting of the waters. And anyone who lives in Galway knows it's quite a wet place.
Yeah.
You can go and meet someone who's been swimming in the morning in a lake and in the afternoon in a river. And then as the sun goes down, you can swim in the sea. So A.O. Quillan was, he told me, the director, he was standing on the Salmon Weir Bridge and he saw a fisherman fishing. And it's an old cliche, is there something in the water in this town that creates artists and artistic endeavour and entices artists to come to the place? And he said, do you think there's a film in it? And of course I said, well, I don't know, but let's try it.
Yeah.
And here we are a couple of years later launching
with
the film at the Film Flat.
With the film. Mike McCormack then, who's sitting beside you. Mike, when you moved, I suppose from Mayo down to Galway, wasn't it initially? Did you sense something in the waters the minute you got there?
Yeah, it was a very... I moved there when I was 19, 20, and that's what, over 30 years ago now. And it was a very hospitable place when I came here. I came here to university, and it was a very hospitable place, and it was full of... It was teeming with young poets and young painters and people who are putting on productions in sheds and in garages, and... it was a wonderful place to be young and to be kind of starting out on whatever it is, whatever your artistic vocation was. It was a wonderful place to be alive in at the time.
Yeah, and in fact, you talked to Tommy Tiernan at one point during the movie. And did the two of you live in the same house but at different times? Or certainly you shared a landlord, I think, did you?
Yeah, we do. We shared a street and a landlord and a house at various times and that. And although our paths sort of... We kept crossing and uncrossing and that. And for the purposes of this movie, it was down in New Road. For the purposes of this movie, we went back and revisited the place. And it hasn't changed much. And it's such is its structure and its place that it's not quite likely to change in that. But it was a nice trip down memory lane.
And Paddy, coming back to how you chose, obviously Mike there beside you and the recent success in his writing and the success over the years, but particularly I suppose Solar Bones and that celebration must have been one of the big reasons that he was there. But how did you go about choosing those that you wanted to take part? Was Galway based or a Galway connection essential?
Galway connection was absolutely essential. It's funny, it was Crow's Requiem that drew us to Mike because myself and A would have come to Galway when Crow's Requiem was
first published.
Yeah. And it really captured a sense of the city. For us. Well, I suppose you need a mix of the traditional arts. You know, we have Martin O'Connor and Roisin Shoiga, Shano Singer and Box Player, right up to the contemporary writers, Rita Ann and Mike. So we want to get a good spread. Right. It's not nationwide. We're not going to cover all the arts, but we wanted to go kind of individuals and go deep into
and very much on their attachment to the locality, to the specific location, rather than trying to make it a national statement of some kind.
Absolutely. How place influences artists, and to really go deep into that, and even like Weather West, does that influence you, the shape of the city, the medieval makeup of the city, the colour of that?
All right, well, in fact, let's listen to a clip with Rita Ann Higgins talking about that medieval shape. She talks here initially Osqueliga. She's talking about how the streets are the same as they were back in 1650, essentially, and then she moves into English a little bit later in the clip.
Caharan Orsae. Tonasrojana ko kong is a roshi di sheje kwega. If you're grounded in your own place, you can be critical of it. It is an artistic haven, despite everything. I think the fact that we're by the coast helps, and the artists have nurtured themselves here, and they've harnessed something. I don't think that official Galway recognises the local artists, and they're not getting their due. But that doesn't take away from the fact how much I love Galway. I'm over 60, I have to have memories, and a lot of them to do with the city are good.
And that's Rita Ann Higgins there from the film Cummer, A Galway Rhapsody. And speaking to me from our Galway studio, naturally enough, are the film's producer, Paddy Hayes, and Mike McCormick, who's one of the major contributors to the film. It's interesting, Mike, what Rita Ann says at the end of, or in the middle of that clip somewhere. She talks about official Galway not necessarily recognising the local artist. And while this is very much a celebration of Galway and all things Galwegian, yourself and Tommy Tiernan at a certain point in your conversation too, you're quite critical, in fact, of some of the aspects of support for the arts in Galway.
Yeah, I think this is what makes me hopeful about this movie, is that I knew it was going to be a celebration, and I knew it was going to be a fond remembrance as well. But I also was hopeful that it would be a kind of a critical assessment of where Galway is now and that. And it has long been my belief that that official Galway does not recognise its artistic population, does not recognise the debt that it owes to a generation of artists who came, who grew of age in the 1980s, who are now in middle age and that, a whole generation of artists who have had to make do with really bad facilities, with no infrastructural support, with no In the case of visual artists, with no studio space,
and no permanent gallery.
No permanent
even
gallery.
Even though one pops up, obviously, and one comes into existence Galway Arts Festival.
You get makeshift. You get that sort of makeshift thing attitude running through the whole official response to artists in Galway. I mean, last year there was, I think in October or November of last year, the Engage Studios, which was one of the biggest and the only complex of artists collective in the middle of the city, they were suddenly turfed out of their studios, and the collective went to the county council and said, or the city council, and said, look, 150 grand will buy this building for you, and we will have, the city will have permanent, a dedicated art space in the middle of the city. The city couldn't do it. They didn't have the wit or the imagination to do it. But now they moved out to Churchfields. And they're having a brilliant exhibition on Saturday. Blaise Drummond, a local international artist, is having a brilliant exhibition out there. There's this story of official frustration coming from officialdom and entrepreneurship on the part of artists who make things happen by hook or by crook.
Yeah, how important was it for you, Paddy, than yourself, and A, that in fact, while it is primarily a celebration, and quite definitely the city is praised and loved by all the contributors, including Mike and Tommy, even though they have those criticisms that they make within the film itself, how important was it for you that it wasn't just a hagiography, it wasn't just Galway is brilliant and sure isn't that fine?
Well, nobody wants to be a Pollyanna. While you love these artists, they will speak candidly about the difficulty of pursuing this career in the dock. But I suppose on a more kind of fundamental level, it is a testimony to how the artists in Galway make us look at the world askew and askance and open our eyes. And that is the celebration that we wanted to get through. I mean, it is a positive film for sure, but it would be a lie not to point out the shortfalls and the shortchangings, I think is how Mike puts it.
Another very important aspect of it is Gaoithiánga, because it's in both Oscailge and Imerla at different times along the way. That being on the edge, literally, of the Gaeltacht. Yourself and Tommy Tiernan discussed that at a certain stage in the film as well, Mike.
Yeah, we do, and Tommy's very good on this. He talks about how he thinks Galway is slightly frightened by this. It's kind of frightened by the notion of Connemara and its rural wildness and that on its border and that, and it both, I suppose, takes inspiration and fear and energy from that whole area and from its broad hinterland and that. Yeah,
that confluence actually is very interesting in Rita Ann's. From Rita Ann's point of view, her father was from Connemara. She grew up in the city, and there's a lot of a whole generation of city dwellers with Connemara parents, and have that kind of sense of kind of a
Idaratarhag kind of Just one final question, then, Paddy. In those terms, do you think this is a film primarily aimed at Galwegians, or do you think it's for everybody?
I think it certainly can travel, but it aimed primarily at Galwegians. It's an interesting perspective on Galway. You see it through a very different lens.
Yeah, you'll see it visually in ways you haven't seen it before.
For sure, but I think the seven artists that are in it carry a universal message of the struggle of being an artist.
All right, well, that's Mike McCormack and Paddy Hayes there joining us from our Galway studios this evening to talk about that film, Cummer, a Galway Rhapsody, screened tomorrow in the Town Hall Theatre, on the Town Hall Theatre on Wednesday, the 10th of July at 2 p.m. as part of the 2019 Galway Film Fly. You can find out full information on galwayfilmfly.ie.